देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 11th कैंटो 5th चैप्टर। नारद मुनि टीचिंग्स टू वसुदेव। टेक्स्ट नंबर 32। कृष्णवर्णम् त्विषा कृष्णम् सांगोपांगास्त्रपार्षदम् यज्ञै संकीर्तनै प्रायै यजन्ती हि सुमेधसः। कृष्णवर्णम् त्विषा कृष्णम् सांगोपांगास्त्रपार्षदम् यज्ञै संकीर्तनै प्रायै यजन्ती हि सुमेधसः। कृष्णवर्णम् त्विषा कृष्णम् सांगोपांगास्त्रपार्षदम् यज्ञै संकीर्तनप्रायै यजन्ती हि सुमेधसः। कृष्णवर्णम् त्विषा कृष्णम् सांगोपांगास्त्रपार्षदम् माताजीस। हरे कृष्ण। कृष्णवर्णम् रिपीटिंग द सिलेबल्स। कृष्णा त्विषा with a luster, akrishnam, not black, golden, sa anga, along with associates, upanga, servitors, astra, weapons, parashadam, confidential companions, yagyai, by sacrifice, sankirtana prayai, consisting chiefly of the congregational chanting, Yajanti, they worship. He, certainly, Sumedha, Sumedasaha, intelligent persons. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. We read from the second half of the purport. Srila Jiva Goswami cites a verse from the Vedic literatures that says, there is no necessity of performing sacrificial demonstrations or ceremonial functions. He comments that instead of engaging in such external pompous exhibitions, all people regardless of caste, color and creed can assemble together and chant Hare Krishna to worship Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisha Krishnam indicates that prominence should be given to the name of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya taught Krishna consciousness and chanted the name of Krishna. Therefore, to worship Lord Chaitanya, everyone should together chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To propagate worship in churches, temples and mosques is not possible because people have lost interest in it. But anywhere and everywhere people can chant Hare Krishna. Thus worshipping Lord Chaitanya, they can perform the highest activity and fulfill the highest religious purpose by satisfying the Supreme Lord. Srila Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, a famous disciple of Lord Chaitanya, said, "The principle of transcendental devotional service having been lost, Sri Krishna Chaitanya has appeared to deliver again the process of devotion. He is so kind that he is distributing love of Krishna. Everyone should be attracted more and more to the lotus feet, to his lotus feet, as hummingbees are attracted to a lotus flower." The incarnation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also described in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam, which appears in chapter 189 of the Dana Dharma Parva of Mahabharata. Srila Jiva Goswami has quoted this reference as follows. Savarna varno hemango varangas chandanangadi. In his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are very beautiful and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like gold, molten gold. He has also quoted, "Sanyasa Kritchamaha Santo Nishtha Shanti Parayanaha." In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyasa order and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्. This verse is the connection between Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. How beautifully Karabhajan Muni is connecting this to the golden avatar of Sri Krishna. Sri Jiva Goswami is quoting from various scriptures. He is also Sandarbha, is mentioned also there. That this fact was also told by Garga Muni. Garga Muni, when he came to name Krishna Balram, he also had told, while he was talking about Krishna, that he comes in four colors. And in that, even yellow color was mentioned. And this yellow color incarnation is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiva Goswami is very expert in scrutinizing the shlokas from various other aspects of Vedic literature and give us the essence. For example, he is writing that we must be wondering that astra, what is the astra that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is carrying? And he beautifully mentions that his astra in this incarnation is his beauty. His beautiful form is his astra. And he knocks everybody down with that. Knocks down means not defeated in one sense, but completely enamored, completely enlivened. And he makes the people of Kali Yuga give up their sinful activities. So same was true about Jagai Madhai also. Jagai Madhai were the epitome of sinful activities in Kali Yuga. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he appeared in front of them, they were just not only instantly relieved of their sinful activities, sinful tendencies, sinful desires from the root, but at the very moment when this happened, they also experienced the ultimate ecstasy, not in a progressive manner, instantly to the fullest extent. And their eyes were completely fulfilled by having darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is extremely important to understand. Srila Prabhupada also mentions that just by looking at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing, it is very enlivening for the souls of Kali Yuga. Just to look at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, people may not know who are these two figures standing on the altar, but just the way they are standing attracts the heart of everybody. So that is the special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that all that secret happiness that he gave in the form of Krishna, in Krishna Leela, in Dwapar Yuga, all that secret, even to Brajvasis there was secret, only few people were involved. That ultimate happiness, Sri Krishna himself, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, made it available to everybody in Kali Yuga. Although Kali Yuga people are no way matched with Dwarka, Dwapar people. Dwapar people are much more advanced in one sense. You know, at least civil point of view, they were much more cultured and behavior point of view, principle point of view also. Even in the evening, the warriors will not fight. They will eat together also, sometimes. Such qualities are not seen in Kali Yuga. So to those people who were much degraded from the point of view of Dwapar Yuga, Sri Krishna gave them that ultimate happiness of Golok Vrindavan, the Prema Dhan, the ultimate secret confidential experience that Sri Krishna can give to the living entity, the Jiva, was en masse distributed by this particular form of the Lord. So, Gauranga Mahaprabhu's actually compassionate mode is very difficult to understand. And we can understand from one angle that it is Radharani's compassion which is manifesting through this form of Krishna. What Radharani actually wants to do or bestow upon or shower all of us with, that mood of Radharani of compassion has found the way through Sri Krishna's personality as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so that she can exhibit herself completely. And there are connections between Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. What is happening with sound? It changes? Hare Krishna. Like when Sri Krishna left the gopis and went to Imlitala and sat down there. And that was the starting point where he meditated on the lotus feet of Radharani and chanted Radharani's name with full concentration. And that time some unique experience came up to him. He became completely golden. He assumed Radharani's bhav only. He became Radhamai only. And in that acceptance of mood of Radharani, whatever he experienced for that short period of time was so inspiring to him that he said, I will invest one incarnation for this, to understand it more and more, in more depth and more expanse. When he entered Pili Pokhar, wondering why it has become yellow, because Radharani had washed her hands with haldi. So when he entered, at that time also he experienced that unusual feeling, which he had not actually apparently experienced before. So he entered the water. He was a very small boy that time, not very grown up. And as soon as he entered the water, he became also golden, yellow. But he was all time asking, what is this yellow substance? What is this yellow substance? And he was coming out, and he came out with raised hands. At one point of time, two raised hands, the two raised palms, and his mor pankha, peacock feather, were moving around the whole Pili Pokhar. It's called Priyakund. And he came out of that, he was completely effulgent, golden yellow form. And still he was asking, what is that yellow substance? So His Holiness Barsana Swami mentions that, at that very point of view, as very point of time, first time in his incarnation of Krishna, he actually declared indirectly that I am going to come in this form again. Looking at his question, everybody, Brijvasis came there, men and women, wondering, who is this? Who is this yellow boy? We have not seen him. We have seen a blue boy like this. Yellow boy we have not seen. So it's not one time. Many, 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 many times Sri Krishna has exhibited this. And not in Dwapar Yuga. In Satya Yuga, the devotee Vasudev, who worshipped Varadev, and Varadev appeared in Kuliya Pahad, in Koladvipa. To him also, it was explained that I will come in Kali Yuga, in this form. When Lord Ramchandra came to Mamagachi, Modadruma Dvipa, under that beautiful tree, he made his Paranakuti, you know, smiling. Sita Devi asked him, that time he said, I will be coming in Kali Yuga, in this same island here. I'll take golden form and I'll distribute love of Godhead to everybody. And then I will take, you will become my wife, Vishnupriya. And I will leave you at one point of time. So she said, why? Why you will leave me? What is the reason? Then he explained that in love, there are two highest form of love. When one reaches that level of highest form of love, the love divides in two parts. One is the love when we unite. That is called Sanyoga. And one which when we separate, that's called Vipralamba or Viyoga. And I want to tell people, the reason behind I leave you is that I want to tell and show people and exhibit to them that Vipralamba Bhava or Viyoga, the happiness of separation, is millions of times more than the happiness of union. Although it is based on the concept of union, still the concept, the experience of Vipralamba will be millions of times more than uniting. That is why I will leave you. Then the devotee of Lord Ram, Guhaka, Nishad Raj, he actually was given darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went there to Yogpeet to witness the divine appearance of Lord Gauranga, at that time in the baby Gauranga, he saw Lord Ramchandra. At the mercy of Lord Ram, he was given the darshan. And was in ecstasy that my worshipable Lord has come in Kali Yuga, in Navadvip, at Yogapit, as Nimai, as Gauranga. And he actually from Mamagachi made his residence at Yogapit only. In other times when the Brahmin came, Gauranga exhibited Gopal form to him. So he made his residence in Yogapit also. Then King Suvarnasen, he was preached by Narad Muni. And he became a devotee. He was a materialistic person, fully engrossed. And he became a devotee and he was so ecstatic in worshipping Lord. And Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Satya Yuga appeared to him. And he told him that I will come in this form. And that form is described by Nityananda Prabhu. Indescribable form. With arms reaching to the knees. With lotus eyes, with golden hair cascading down the shoulder. With sesame seed like. With beautiful nose and lips and golden effulgent form, smiling, raising hands, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. King Suvarnasen fainted, he fell ecstatic and fell down in unconscious condition. Lord Chaitanya told him, you will come at that time when I will come as Gauranga. You will come as Buddhimanta Khan. And you will assist me. And there Buddhimanta Khan was very much participant of Gaur Leela. He used to supply dresses and ornaments for the drama festival at Chandrasekhar Bhavan. He sponsored the full cost expenses of Lord Chaitanya's marriage. He also sponsored the travel from Bengal to Jagannath Puri. He was also washing the clothes of Brijvasis at the Keshi Ghat, where Jagadananda Pandit was told to meet him there. Then Ramanujacharya came at Mahatpura, Vaikuntapura, near Vaikuntapura. And looking at Lord Gauranga's darshan, he completely felt mad in ecstasy. He said, I will give up all my tours and travels and I will reside over here only. I don't want to do anything else. I want to stay here and just worship you. He was in ecstasy of Gaur Prem. Although he was supposed to preach Dasyaras as per the Lord's desire. But Lord said, no, you have to go. You go out and do your services. And it is explained that Lord Gauranga's darshan was so powerful and so potent that all the while when Ramanujacharya was traveling and preaching, he was cultivating and harboring that love of Gauranga in his heart and externally preaching Dasaras as per the order. This is amazing news actually. Amazing information. That love that he experienced by observing Lord Gauranga was so powerful that it overwhelmed him even while he was preaching Dasaras, which is like not so esoteric compared to the love of Lord Gauranga. But he did that. Vishnu Swami also, when he discussed Gaur Leela, Krishna Leela, philosophy, Lord Shiva got very inspired. And he gave darshan, Nila Lohita Shiva. And then the Vishnu Swami Sampradaya started, Virudra Sampradaya. And he also got darshan of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And he also was preached by Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu that you will come as Vallabha Bhatta when I will come. So all these people who saw Lord Gauranga, they were completely enamored by the beauty. Jayadev Goswami at Champahati used to worship Radha Madhav with champa flowers. And as a result of that, first Radha Madhav appeared to them. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. And that also separately Chintananda Prabhu described the beauty of that incarnation, that darshan. And Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu told him, you go to Jagannath Puri. He didn't want to go. After having darshan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu at Champahati, he said, why Gauranga Mahaprabhu is telling me to go out of Navadvip Dham? What offense I have performed? He said, no offense. I want you to go to be with Lord Jagannath, my form. He is longing to see you, so you go there. But I promise you, and I give you benediction that when you leave this body from this particular leela that we are in, you will come back to Navadvip Dham and reside here eternally. And he was so enamored by that darshan that he was again and again looking behind and behind and behind while he was crossing Ganga. The same Navadvip Dham that he lived in worshipping Radha Madhav for such a long time appeared to him on different platform of ecstasy after having Gauranga Mahaprabhu darshan. So what is the effect of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu darshan? Is that all, even devotionally, when one is situated on one platform, Lord Gauranga takes that person on a different level of understanding of devotion. And Lord Gauranga is not here to preach ABCD of Krishna consciousness. Lord Gauranga is giving ecstasy of Godhead, love of Godhead, right from beginning to the devotees through the Harinam Sankirtan process. To Harinam Sankirtan, because he has incorporated Ras Leela in the Harinam Sankirtan. That experience of Ras Leela is the highest experience for the Jiva. But that is given to devotees right from the stage one, from the beginning stage, by the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And that's why Nityananda Prabhu says that this ecstasy is available to each and everybody in Kali Yuga. In fact, more fallen anybody is, to that person is available very easily. But that person should feel that I am fallen. That's why Narottam Das Thakur is saying, Mosama Patita Prabhu Na Paibe Ar. He's genuinely feeling I am the most fallen, so my claim is first. So Lord Gauranga is that kind of personality who has given up all the weapons. He was entering Dandakaranya, that time he was killing all the demons. Sita Devi said, you are killing the demons like right and left and center indiscriminately. Please don't do that. He said, next time I will not use weapons when I come. So when he, as Krishna, as baby Krishna in Vrindavan, he was killing demons and no weapon, only hand or leg or a punch or whatever. Or becoming heavy, becoming light, whatever he was doing. He became light first and became heavy for Trinavarta. So, that time Radharani said, you are killing demons indiscriminately. Said, next time I promise, I will not use anything, any weapon, anything. I will just give love, love and love. So he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So you can see, in the heart of heart, the Lord actually doesn't want to kill anybody. He is simply giving love only. Whenever, even he was fighting with Ravan, as soon as Ravan died, he said, hey Ram, Jai Sri Ram. Actually, he is distributing love. Even when the demons die, This is a very unique feature to understand. Because Lord's love is impartial. It is not discriminating between X and Y. It is simply love because all are His part and parcels. So Lord Gauranga has to be understood in depth, and that is only possible by His mercy and by the mercy of Sri Gurudev. Because we read in the history books that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a saint in Bengal who used to dance on streets chanting the holy name. The same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pastimes are read, if you read it as a saint, then you are on a different platform. But if you read the same pastimes as His Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's totally different. And that understanding is given by the parampara. That is why Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's parampara sampradaya is an extraordinary sampradaya. Because in this sampradaya, the fullest understanding of Lord Gauranga as Sri Krishna Himself is given. Even other sampradayas may not give it so much importance or prominence because they may not know the whole glory is revealed in this sampradaya. In fact, Lord Gauranga is so merciful that He took two essential highest aspects of each other sampradaya available and active in Kali Yuga into our sampradaya. So He has made our sampradaya completely perfect and fully complete and perfect. So that people participating in this sampradaya will not be deprived of any principle which is esoteric, highest and beneficial for the living entities. Whoever gets connected will get all those things. Plus He Himself told Madhvacharya when He came to Navadvip that I will appear in the lineage of your parampara. And your sampradaya will be known as Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya sampradaya because I will appear in that. So much mercy. We actually have to understand our fortune actually. That we didn't know all this knowledge before we came to ISKCON in Juhu temple. All this is coming to know now. But somehow, without even knowledge of all that, we have been introduced and accepted in this sampradaya. That is called extraordinary causeless mercy. So when we understand that we have received causeless mercy, we have to become very grateful and very responsive in our activities and service. Because whoever receives Lord Gauranga's connection, he cannot sit down at home. Even if he learns A in Krishna consciousness, he will go and tell the A to people whom he meets. Then he will learn B in Krishna consciousness, he will go and tell the B. He will not wait for reaching Z in Krishna consciousness, then he will start talking. That is the beauty of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. That you may say, I am not qualified, I don't know anything. Prabhupada told, you don't know anything, Siddhi Saraswati, she is 1 year old. She doesn't even know what she is speaking. But she is speaking, Sri Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the huge pandal at Cross Maidan. And people are listening to her and getting inspired. So if she can repeat one line which her father has taught her, you at least have understood something. And when you will speak that, Lord Gauranga has promised in Kali Yuga, whoever will talk about bhakti, I will sit on his tongue and speak for him. Just let me come on your tongue. At least you desire that I want to speak. I'm sure each and everybody who gives lectures here and everybody else, they know they don't speak actually. The Lord speaks. So, amara agya hoy tare ei desh. On my order you preach. That means you may not be qualified, but you preach sincerely from your heart out of compassion, then I will accompany you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's existence in our life makes everything easy actually. If you do not have qualification, He makes this qualified. At least for the time being when you are with people. Then we struggle again. Then again we are with people and trying to communicate on behalf of Lord Chaitanya. Then again He empowers. So we don't have to worry. Who is actually preaching? Lord Gauranga Himself is preaching. We are His instruments. Our tongue is His instrument. We have to let it be used by Him. That is all. Lord Chaitanya is extremely eager to speak through all of us. And by that, what is happening? He told Arjuna that you fight. Already war is declared. All the decisions are made and the result is already there. You take up the leadership and fight and you will get the credit. And in the process, you will get perfect and you get purified. And you will attain perfection and go back to Godhead. So while we are attempting to preach, we are not qualified. But He will speak through us. And in the process of He speaking through us, our existence, our soul will get purified. And at the end, because you have accepted Lord Gauranga to speak through you, allowed Himself to speak to you, we get perfect. And with that little effort of attempt of preaching, He will take us back to Godhead. How wonderful is the process? Imagine. It is not that I become perfect, then I start speaking of my own realizations. No, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will speak His realizations through you. At many times we understand when we speak, we don't know what we spoke. And then I'll myself sometimes write down what I spoke. And I know that I have not spoken this. I have not thought about it. It is not my realization. Lord Chaitanya chose to speak this for the benefit of the assembly in front of you that time. This is miraculous. This is mysterious. This is inconceivable. And all these inconceivable things happen in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement. Otherwise, Jagai Madai's story is completely inconceivable. How that can be possible when the system made by Sri Krishna is itself at stake? Yamaraj also is fainting. Some protocol SOP has been given to me by Sri Krishna at the time of creation. And I have to perform so and so activities as per the rules given to me. So he was digging holes in Yamaloka to restore the record of the sins of Jagai and Madai. All his stocks were filled, and so he had to dig holes in Yamaloka. And they were filled. And that was not a big thing. He can go on digging holes, but he has to give also the fruit of that sinful activities to Jagai and Madai. That was a bigger headache actually. So many things were there. And he heard that they are dancing in ecstasy with love of Godhead. He just couldn't believe it. Sir, what kind of protocol is this? This is a new protocol. I have not been informed about his protocol. I want to myself go and see. I don't believe this. So he ran with his male buffalo. What is it called? Mahisha. Mahisha. And because of the speed that with which that Yamaraj was trying to make him run, he, you know, froth came from his mouth. And he fainted. And that time, Brahmaji was coming with Raj Hamsa to witness the event on the earth. So Brahmaji gave him lift. Because he was vehicle-less, you know. And Brahma started narrating because Yamaraj asked. He was still wondering. He was still actually in amazement. What is happening? So Brahmaji started narrating to him. And then on the Raja Hamsa, Brahma narrating to him, Yamaraj, it was still inconceivable. He fainted on the Raja Hamsa. And then at a particular distance from earth, they stopped. And Yamaraj had to wake up Yamaraj. Brahmaji had to wake up Yamaraj. Oh, Yamaraj, please wake up. Now you have actually come to the site. You can witness now whatever I told you is true or not. So Yamaraj saw that the people whom he was wondering how to give the reactions of their sins, they're dancing in ecstasy. In the company of devotees, Lord Nityananda, everybody is dancing, they are embracing, shedding tears, hair standing on end. Yamaraj, again, unbelievable it is for him. Inconceivable. How this can happen? By which formula this happens? This formula is here, Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. This personality is having that charisma. And all the logical thought process can be broken down by the inconceivable mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it is not only Jagai Madai. It can be you and me also. What was actual Jagai Madai's qualification that time, which gave them that love that they received? Because they were truly repentful and they accepted true humility of the heart. With those two things and the promise that they gave, will not perform sinful activities again. You know, a great sinful man can suddenly say, I will not perform anything again. But they actually meant what they said. They didn't perform it again. Imagine heaps and heaps of sinful activities can be at once mitigated. It is so difficult actually to do that. No demigod can do that for us. No other incarnation of God can do that for us. Tamalakrishna Maharaj explained that even incarnation of Narasimhadev may not every time deliver everybody who surrenders to him. Because the Lord has purpose when he comes. So Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they again came next time. As Shishupala and Dantavakara. But when Lord Chaitanya came, when he delivered those two people, They went back to Godhead. They didn't come back again. So that is the beauty. So, the essence of all essence of the personality of Krishna, which is basically compassion and love, that purely has been exhibited by Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And that is all because of Radharani's compassion, which has entered in the heart of Krishna. All the activities of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, if you study in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhagavat, Chaitanya Bhagavat, actually it is the personality of Radharani which is acting through the personality of Krishna in Kali Yuga. What compassion she has. Like somebody is walking and she gets hit with somebody at Radhakund and she's asking, who's that? And Lalita says, it's a sheep pig who died yesterday. And she says, take her in our entourage. And instantly that sheep pig becomes a sakhi. Not like, you know, liberated soul, then shantaras, and then gradual progress, and one fine day she becomes sakhi. Instant! That lomdi, that she-fox, also was harassed by the Brajvasi boys, very badly. Instantly she was taken in the entourage of Radharani, by Radharani. So, it's inconceivable, actually. What kind of extent Radharani's compassion has. But it is still a private limited exhibition. At times it happened. But the same private limited exhibition of compassion and love were exhibited in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu by Radharani to en masse everybody. And then further it goes down to the servants, like it is mentioned here, Sango Pangastra Parshadam. When the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu act, it is said that by Mahaprabhu's mercy, they were actually more merciful than Gauranga Mahaprabhu also. So there is no understanding for us, what is the limit? When Nityananda Prabhu takes that compassion from Gauranga Mahaprabhu and wants to exhibit, Lord Gauranga is exhibiting anger on Jagai Madai, but Nityananda Prabhu is falling at the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, no, please don't do that. And Lord Nityananda, when he was, much before meeting Gauranga Mahaprabhu also, when he was in Ekachakra, when he saw one time some people walking on the road, sitting on a tree, he just glanced on them. And they just fell down like straw, you know, in ecstasy. At one point of time, he glanced at some group of children, and they fell in ecstasy, and then he danced with them for 3 months, 90 days continuously, day and night, and they didn't even know. And they were wondering why the dance is ending at the end of 98th day. Srivas Pandit, Haridas Thakur, you know, their mercy is another extension of mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he sent Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, go and deliver. And they also were in the previous incarnation, Nityananda Prahu was with the club and the musal and hull and destroying demons. And here, by the association and the aura of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he is not lifting any weapon, he is falling at the feet of those fallen grahasthas and begging them, you can bang the door on me again and again. But I will fall at your feet again and again. And I will keep begging you again and again that you take the name of Krishna. And I will not take any offense. That is another dimension of the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That he is distributing the most unbelievable, inconceivable thing, love to us, and he at the same time doesn't take any offense also. Maybe somebody is giving a lot of mercy on his birthday, you know, giving gifts to people, and somebody insults him and he stops giving after that. It happens, possible. But here he is showering everybody with the highest thing of Golok Vrindavan. And plus he is not taking any offense also. And his followers, Parshadam, they are much more into this mode of not accepting any offense. So that's why the knowledgeable people in Kali Yuga, they worship Kali Yuga. Because they know that one thing is there in Kali Yuga. In the middle of all these unwanted, unnecessary things that are disturbing, there's one thing there. All the inconvenience and disturbance of Kali Yuga can be tolerated, can be accepted for that one gift. And that is Gauranga Mahaprabhu's presence. Pashu Pakhi Jure Pashane Vidare Sunayara Gunagata. Lochandas Thakur is saying that their mercy is so powerful that even birds and beasts, they cry in ecstasy. Just hearing. Pashupaki jure. Jure means, you know, completely, how to explain the word jure? Unbelievable feelings of ecstasy. A hankering also. And stones melting. Sunayara gunagatha. The glories and the gunanuvad of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes is so magnanimous that everybody just melts. How? When Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, he entered Mathura and he was entering Vrindavan. At that time what happened? The trees were shivering in ecstasy. And they were showering flowers through that on Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Some of the trees fell down offering dandavat to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is not heard in any other incarnation. The trees were trembling and that was also showering flowers on that. And as we shed tears, the trees were oozing juices, variety of juices in ecstasy. And birds were flocking around Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, singing songs. Bees were hawking, flowing around. And the cows came and gazed at him, started licking his body. They were not leaving him. That scene, the cowherd boys were unable to control their cows. They were like the magnet and the iron article, how they are stuck. That's how the cows were stuck to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. It was great difficulty. He couldn't walk further because he was also in ecstasy. And wherever he was walking, the floor, the ground was melting. Earth was melting. Wherever his foot he was putting. Wherever he walked, earth was trembling and melting. So every living entity existing at that time was simply experiencing ecstasy and nothing else. Not liberation, not peace. That is interim stages. And who wants peace actually? And who was peaceful in Vrindavan? But here Lord Gauranga's each and every entry, wherever he glanced, he looked, whoever he embraced, wherever through any senses he was touching anybody, they were only simply experiencing ecstasy. And finally, in Vrindavan, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu was there, his ecstasy, it seems when he was walking towards Vrindavan, his ecstasy was in Jagannath Puri, anticipating it was X maybe. On the way, it became 100 times. When he reached Mathura, it became 1,000 times. And he actually entered Vrindavan, it became millions of times. And he was falling down. He was sitting on the tree branch and falling down, rolling on the ground. So Balabhadra Bhattacharya had great difficulty in containing him. After 2 months of this overwhelming ecstatic experiences that he was watching Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu going into and distributing people all that experience. Like that soldier came, Rajput soldier came, and people, other two, Sonadiya Brahmin joined him. Everybody was just simply getting mad in ecstasy in the company of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at the end of 2 months, Balabhadra Bhattacharya had to tell Gauranga Mahaprabhu, ki, I think we should wind up, we should go back. Because he was not able to manage, you know, was not able to manage. The kind of things were happening, it was beyond his control. He was unable to serve properly, he was getting disturbed in ecstasy actually. Looking at Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu falling down and getting apparently, you know, hurt and everything. So then they left. And on the way back, you see the mercy of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They were just going out of Mathura. And at that time, again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell in ecstasy. And all this, the four of them, you know, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, one more person who came with him, Sanodaya Brahman and Rajput, Krishnadas. They were all trying to wake him up. And that time on Mullah came with 50 Muslims, Pathans, fully armed. And the chief came and he was actually trying to loot them actually. He saw golden body, long golden effulgent body, so attractive, with some jewels on the body, unconscious, and some men were trying to do something. He thought, there's a good time to plunder these people. So he said, you guys have given him dhatura, and you have poisoned him, and you want to loot him. I want to kill all of you. Actually, his point was to actually plunder Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ornaments. And there's some argued, and Rajput also was arguing, because he was Rajput, so he wanted to fight. And while this going, things were going on, suddenly Mahaprabhu Chaitanya woke up. And he said, I have got childhood disease of epilepsy. You know, I fall down sometimes. So they are not done. They are my friends and they are not trying to harm me. So they understood that, oh, now we can't do any plundering business. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu, immediately after waking up from his trance, started preaching that chief. And he converted him. And the 50 of them came to see what's happening. And all 50 of them were converted into devotees of Krishna by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All of them together at once at that moment of time accepted initiation from Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And what is the meaning of initiation? Only giving love. There is nothing like four regulative principles and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. It is simply establishing, investing love in the heart with fullest capacity so that you can fall unconscious immediately. And then he left out of Vrindavan. This is all inconceivable. Impossible to understand how this is possible. But this is special mercy. In one day of Brahma, in thousandth Kali Yuga, which comes in cycles, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu comes. Immediately after Sri Krishna comes in the 1000th Dwapar Yuga. And we have to understand that we are so fortunate that we have taken birth in that 1000th Kali Yuga some couple of years ago. And only 525-50 years ago only Sri Krishna has come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even his aura and fragrance is still remaining here. It will remain for 10,000 years. Whoever will just take to the movement of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, just take up, accept in principle by will, by free will, that person will be awarded perfection in this lifetime itself. That is the benediction. 10,000 years from the divine appearance of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we all will be finally delivered by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Some people ask me, what will happen after 10,000 years? I said, I don't know in one sense. But we can imagine, we can guess that the mercy will be available, but execution will be difficult. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the grand reduction sale period already. And you say that Diwali is over now, refrigerator will be available in the discounted rate. So refrigerator will be available, but discount will not be there. So the opportunity will be available, but it won't be so easy. This period is easy. You and me may feel it is difficult, so difficult, it is so getting hotter and hotter day by day. Every summer has become more hot, and every winter is becoming much more not as usual before, and things are so costly, people are so degraded, day by day my life is becoming miserable. How you say it is easy? Just by attempting to practice what we have been told, it will become easy. If you attempt, simply attempt. Just show Krishna that I want it. I just want it. It's very difficult, but I want it, my Lord. Then you see how what miracle thing happened. In this very lifetime, of short lifetime, 70, 80 years, I don't know how many years we will live in, with decreasing age, lifespan, Kali Yuga. But whatever little lifespan we will live, it is guaranteed, just take shelter of Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement. Just take the holy name given by him. He has given it specially for us. The Brahmins were chanting it other way round. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He has made it Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant that Mahamantra. It will be endued, completely imbued with the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which means love. And that is why in the middle of all sufferings, we can experience ecstasy in Gauranga Mahaprabhu's movement. Please try to experience that. In the middle of your suffering condition in this life, you can experience ecstasy by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That inconceivable potency is there in Mahamantra given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why you read Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Charitamrita, people tell, what is there? All time dancing, 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 dancing only. Dancing, eating, description of food and description of ecstasy. Wherever he went. But you see, when the pure devotee describes those wonderful pastimes, it becomes so nectarian. You may be having a lot of suffering in your life currently going on, but when you are hearing the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, everything is mitigated. simply ecstasy. And Mahaprabhu's devotees are another merciful gifts to all of us. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is wondering, how will I give up the company of Srivas? People like Srivas. Then I will take sannyas. Such devotees, such qualities, such caliber and character. Haridas Thakur. He is saying, no, my Lord. Please be merciful on them. Lord Chaitanya is standing with chakra behind. Chop off those jallads. And Haridas Thakur saying, no. And the chakra remained in his finger and the finger got burnt actually. And finally chakra had to go back. And Lord Chaitanya was wondering what to do. How to protect my devotee. So finally, helplessly the Lord covered himself. His kanti on the body of Haridas Thakur. And Lord himself wondering what kind of devotee is this. What compassion he has got. I am getting angry here to destroy those people beating Haridas Thakur. And Haridas, who is getting beaten actually, is saying, no, please forgive them. And my anger is defeated by his compassion. What kind of a devotee, Haridas, you are? And then he showed Haridas in Mahaprakash Leela. So Mahaprakash Leela itself, 21 hours, if you read, you will understand the caliber of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy and the caliber and character of his devotees. One after another. In his movement, if an insignificant person is attached, what happens to him or her? The example is Dukhi. The first person was called is Dukhi. The so-called insignificant personality in house of Srivas giving water to him. The first mercy was given to her actually. And the Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu goes on giving. There is no pastime in any incarnation like Shat Prahari Leela. In that he has come in what kind of unlimited forms, everything he showed to each and everybody. Respectively. That means to Muradi Gupta he showed Lord Ramchandra's form and X, Y, Z. Everybody's form. According to their mood, respectfully Lord showed their worshipable Lord. And showed that all of them is me only. Which other incarnation of the Lord he has done something like this? That's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu's leelas are superfluous. Incomparable. That's why it's called Audarya Avatar. The fullest extent Lord Krishna has exhibited his mercy and compassion and love in the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There's nothing like punishment. Whatever appeared like punishment in between was actually mercy only. Like he said, Mukunda, you are slapping me on my face. You will not see me again for 10,000, 10 million births, I think. And within few seconds he said, come inside. Just see. He actually wanted to exhibit and take out the glory of Mukunda. Like Mukunda was dancing. Who will dance? 10 million births. But he was dancing in ecstasy. I will see. And Lord Chaitanya said, call him. And people went to call him. And Srila was saying, I will see. He said, you will see now, come and see now. And he was brought inside. So apparently anger was exhibited. It appeared like a curse. But within few seconds and moments, it was turned into mercy and compassion. No incarnation has showed like this actually. So this is Srimati Radharani. This is her personality. Which she has chosen to enter into heart of Krishna in bhav and give her mercy, love to everybody unlimitedly. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Gauranga. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.